So whatever culture you live in, you got to follow the proper etiquette of that culture. Doesn't that make sense? So for example, whatever the etiquette is here, you try to follow it, right? I mean, Paul gives the advice, he became all things to all people that he might by all means save some. You know, you adopt the culture's customs, you have to try to have the proper etiquette, proper manners. You say the things and do the things that are proper. Well, the contrary is also true. If something is considered inappropriate in a culture, you got to stay away from it, right? So if you should say the things that are proper etiquette because it's part of the etiquette and proper manners in the culture, the opposite is also true that if something is considered the wrong etiquette or wrong manners in a culture, you should stay away from that because it would be considered rude. Doesn't that make sense? So do what's considered appropriate and correct and avoid what's considered profane and bad and wrong. Okay? Now I showed you the word profane in the Bible because in the Bible, the word profane is a very strong word. In our modern day, we think of profanity, right? We think of curse words. And I'm against curse words. I've always preached that. I've always believed that. I want to give you a biblical reason for this, but that's my common sense explanation right there, the fact that it's wrong etiquette. I mean, it's considered rude. People are going to look down at you. I mean, I was taught growing up that when you curse, it means you have a dirty mouth. It means you're not intelligent. That's what I was taught. That's just proper etiquette that you learn at a young age, right? I don't really know Filipino curse words. I'm not interested in learning them. There are a few that I just happen to know because I've just heard them plenty of times just from various people saying this. Like, for example, in Pampanga one time, there was this, I'm not going to say what was said, but we were getting ready to go soul winning on the jeepney, and then it was like at nighttime, and this woman was drunk, and this guy was saying a specific word to her, and then she was like punching him and fighting him, and then there was like all kinds of people getting involved. And so, yeah, that word I've learned because I've just heard it plenty of times. It's like, it's wrong etiquette. It's improper. You say what is proper etiquette. You do not say what is improper etiquette. That would just be common sense. But notice what it says here in Ephesians 5, verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Drop down to verse number 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Now, I remember several years ago, I memorized the book of Ephesians, and then I noticed this connection in chapter 5 that verses 3 and verses 5 are parallel. That is kind of strange because one verse is in between verses 3 and verses 5. You say, well, how do you say that they're parallel? Well, look at verse 3. But fornication. What is the first thing mentioned in verse 5? Whoremonger. Aren't fornication and whoremonger very similar? They both deal with sexual sin, right? What's the second thing in verse 3? Uncleanness. What's the second thing in verse 5? Nor unclean person. Uncleanness, unclean person, synonyms. Verse 3, what's the third thing? Covetousness. Verse 5, what's the third thing? Nor covetous man. Synonyms. I mean, it's very obvious that these two verses are parallel. They're talking about the same things, and yet a verse goes by in between. So to get clarity on verse 3 and verse 5, we need to look at the verse in between. What is God trying to teach us? Verse number 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Now look, three of the four things that are mentioned in verse 4 are about what you say. Foolish talking. Jesting is inappropriate joking. And then it says, but rather giving of thanks. So that'd be basically saying thank you, being kind, giving the thank you, please, and pose we talked about in point number one. And so the Bible's saying, you know, foolish talking, jesting, filthiness, do not talk about that, but rather giving of thanks. Now, as I said, I don't know the Filipino curse words, but in the most common American curse words, the biggest curse word lines up with sexual sin. That's what it literally means. And the second biggest curse word lines up with uncleanness. And the Bible says, even with your tongue, don't let it come out of your mouth. Right? I mean, sometimes kids at a young age, they will, you know, joke about something and, you know, it's like, you know, hey, kids, that's inappropriate. It's like, you don't joke about that matter. It's gross. You know, they might joke about something that's like dirty or unclean, it's like, no, 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 don't joke about that. It's not appropriate, right? Even in the words we say. Now, obviously, the actions themselves would be far worse, but even in the words we say, according to Ephesians 5, verses 3 through 5, it's like, no, it should be the giving of thanks. It should be things that are edifying to people, not things that are profane or inappropriate or wrong.